I'm panicking. Hi, my name is Bill Webb. You don't know me, but I happen to know Jeff Roney. You know, my mom always told me, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. But let me tell you about Jeff.
Hi, this is Crystal Craig. You don't know me, but I know Jeff Roney, and he is such a weirdo. But Tatooine TV is funny. Yeah, funny like a train wreck.
And now...
And now here it is.
Tatooine TV.
Tatooine TV.
Commander Pilate's ship is now on visual.
Good, good. What is the ship's name, officer?
It is the Star Destroyer Exfoliator. She has painted it pink, very rare in the Empire.
I haven't met her, and yet, even now, she sends a shiver down my spine.
Be strong, sir.
Yes. Officer, is this the exfoliator on the view screen?
Yes, sir.
Open the hailing frequency. I'll let her know we're here.
Sir, the ship has lowered their shield, and weapons are down. Hailing frequency, open.
This is Admiral Stone from the Star Destroyer Retribution. We were in the area, and we'd like to drop by.
Yes, Admiral. The tractor beam is now fixed on your vessel. Come on up.
Well, that was easy.
Just keep a wary eye out, Admiral.
Welcome, gentlemen. Can I get you to a Diet Cola?
No, thank you. It's quite messy in here. What's been going on?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I am Commander Pilates.
My. Thank you.
Yes, nice to meet you as well.
Now, Officer Contessa, please get this mess cleaned up. Come, gentlemen. We've just been through a light skirmish. They happen once in a while.
How often?
Oh, I don't know, but I can report that we were victorious, and our assailants were destroyed.
Congratulations. It smells so nice on board your ship, not like our ship.
We don't use generated light, we use candles. It calms the soul, you know.
Yes, it does. Doesn't it, officer?
Affirmative.
All right, ladies, let's clear our minds. That's right, clear your mind. Just breathe deeply, very deeply. That's right, no. Just breathe deeply. All right then, let's move into the position of the Moon of Endor. No, too far, your chakra's showing.
What are those people doing in that room?
Oh, all our personnel are required to participate in a 3-hour yoga and relaxation session every day. Would you like to try it? We have extra mats for you two.
No, I'm afraid we couldn't. We just ate, you know.
You're missing out.
I've noticed there are no men on your crew.
Oh, no, officer.
You don't keep much communication with the Emperor or other ruling commanders. Why is that?
We believe that we women have something to offer the Empire that men just cannot. No men, just a powerful sisterhood that does our part to rule the galaxy.
All right, and what if I had to go to the bathroom right now? I obviously don't see a sign for the men's room.
Officer, can't you hold it? Just kidding. Go knock very loudly and announce yourself. Admiral, let's go into my quarters.
I don't know. I just got here.
I'll be right out, Commander. Here's some Chardonnay and a salad.
There is some concern regarding your actions, Commander.
Why would anyone be concerned about me, Commander?
Oh, my. What happened to your regulation uniform?
I felt that if I was being interrogated, I should be more comfortable. What do you think of my Jabba's Palace slave girl outfit?
It's so amazing. I mean, beautiful. What's that perfume you're wearing?
It's a scent I had specially made. Do you like it? Why don't you come closer? It smells better that way.
Get out of my way, Admiral!
What do you want? We're just talking here.
Oh, sure, I'll bet. I couldn't even stand up in that bathroom. Stalls were everywhere. They have 4 couches in there. And you know what the women talk about in the bathroom when they go in there in groups? Officer Fauna hates your hairdo, Commander. They all want more days off. They go on and on about Celine Dion.
Well, Admiral, it seems that our discussion time is over. Too bad. I had so much more to tell you.
Let's go, Admiral.
One more kiss, Commander?
Oh, come on, lover boy.
Oh, all right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Commander Pike.
I demand that you come back to my ship.
Yes.
And give me a proper support immediately. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I'll tell him.
Can you hear me now?
Goodbye, sir.
Hello?
Admiral Stone, Commander Pike has ordered me to return to his ship. He demands a report on our progress. I know this has been a difficult ordeal for you. I am going to leave this earpiece with you. I will help you through this dark time, sir. But, sir, you need to be very, very careful.
Of course, but you have nothing to worry about.
Goodbye, sir.
I hope...
Hi, it's Bill again. Thanks for watching Tatooine TV. This gives Jeff something... Listen,
This is Crystal again. Thanks for listening, but never tell him this is a great show. No, really. I work with him, and the whole Ward thing went to his head. He thinks he's Nathan Butler or something.
Hi, this is Bill again. Thanks for listening to Tatooine TV. This really gives Jeff something to do on a hot Sunday afternoon when he's bored. Listen, everybody out there, Star Wars is only a movie. Get a life, get a life. No, but thanks a lot. This is Bill signing off.
Anyways, thanks for listening, you Star Wars geeks out there. Crystal's out. See ya. Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's do... Okay. Let me
stop. Tatooine TV, episode 17, is a Jeffroni Designs production. See you next time on Tatooine TV. For full credit information, please visit jrdonline.com.
It's only minutes.